Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth, all from a balanced perspective. So first thing I want to say is happy September, you guys. I cannot believe that we are already nearing the end of 2023. Earlier today, I was actually looking back at some photos from the year, and it just feels like time has been flying by. So much has happened this year already, and it's just insane to me that we are already near the holidays and the new year, and I don't know, life is just crazy. With a fresh month upon us and autumn just around the corner, I'm feeling really inspired to hit the reset button a bit. And every time a new season approaches, I take it as a perfect opportunity to take a closer look at my intentions, where I've been directing my focus, and just reevaluate my daily routines and my habits. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while now, you know that I'm all about adjusting my habits and my daily routines to align with the changing seasons. It's my way of staying in sync with my intuition and with the theme and the energy of the season. I actually did a similar episode around this topic this time last year, so I thought what better time than now to create an updated version of this topic around fall motivation and give you a little fall reset guide. So in today's episode, I want to share some of my fall intentions and my habits and routines that I'll be embracing during this new season. And at the end of this episode, I also have some journal prompts that I want to share with you all to help you get motivated and prepare for this new season that is upon us. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So before we dive into the main topic of this week's episode, I do want to take a moment to kind of recap my weekend because it really has inspired a lot of my fall intentions and the changes that I'm carrying into this new season. So if you saw my Instagram stories or if you've watched my latest YouTube video, then you kind of already saw how my weekend went. But for those of you who didn't, I had the best weekend that was centered around community and connection. I spent time in my home state of California. So on Saturday, I spent the day with my grandparents where we cooked dinner together. I caught up with some family and it was just a really wholesome time. Then on Sunday, I ventured out to the Costa Mesa area, which is in Orange County. I explored that area a bit. I visited the beach for the first time in like almost 2 years, which I will never take the beach for granted ever again. As someone who's born and raised in California, you really don't realize how lucky we are to have the beach and the weather and the nature that we have until you no longer have it. So never taking that for granted again. And then later that same evening, I attended a really special influencer slash brand event that was hosted by one of my favorite brands, Wild House Paper. They were celebrating their 5th anniversary. And I just have to say that it was honestly one of the best evenings that I've had in such a long time. This wasn't just your typical influencer event where you snap some photos, you grab your gift bag, and then you leave. It really was an intimate gathering that was filled with meaningful conversations. There was a beautifully set dinner table, and it was a beautiful atmosphere. I think the team at Wild House Paper did an amazing job curating the event, and it left me feeling so inspired, and it set the tone for how I want to approach my life coming into this new season. Just want to give a quick shout out to Wild House Paper for throwing such an intentional event that was meaningful, soul enriching, and intentional in all the best ways. So moving on to the theme of today's episode, which is all about fall. So traditionally, the autumn season signifies the end of the harvest, and it's a time to appreciate what we've grown and gathered and give thanks for our blessings. For me, it's also a time to reflect on the year so far, assess how much I've grown and where I stand in my life. And it's not so much about starting something new for me during the season. It's more about reevaluating, reassessing, and continuing doing the work that I've been doing so far. And if I were to sum up what the fall season represents to me, it would be a period of slow productivity, which I mentioned this topic a few episodes ago. It also represents a season of creating a deeper sense of connection with my community, as well as embracing coziness and intentional living. So that's kind of the mindset that I have coming into this new season, and I want to share some of my fall intentions and habits and routines that I plan on implementing as we enter fall season. So one of the first things that I'm inspired to do is eat more foods that are in season. And this is something that I've been inspired to embrace, all thanks to one of the ladies at the Wild House Paper event. Her name is Chelsea. She is the founder of Lighthearted Kitchen. And she was the one that actually prepared the dinner for us that we had at the event. And as she was serving each dish, she shared some compelling insights about the numerous benefits of eating foods that are in season. And it was just so insightful, and it almost was like common sense the way that she described some of the benefits of eating in-season foods and how they help us during that season. So I'm really determined to make adding more in-season foods a priority moving into the fall season. So I've been doing my research of what's in season for the months of like September, October, November, and I'm just excited to experiment with new things, new recipes. But yeah, eating more foods that are in season is one of my intentions for the fall season, as well as prioritizing community and connection. After spending time with my family this past weekend and meeting so many like-minded people, it definitely emphasized my desire to connect more. And recently, I've been feeling really homesick lately, and I think it's because it's been nearly a year since I've visited my hometown. And I've decided to go back home for most of the month of November, at least that's the plan for now. And it's so funny because as much as I disliked living in my hometown and I don't really see myself ever moving back, I really do enjoy the small pockets of time I'm able to spend there from time to time. It's such a small and quiet town, so the lifestyle is completely different than what I'm now used to, and I enjoy being able to slow down and spend time with my family and my friends and just have a change in lifestyle, even if it's for a few weeks or a month or so. So I'm really looking forward to connecting more with my friends, my family, my community, and just slowing things down a bit. Another fall intention that I have is, of course, romanticizing the cozy fall vibes. Lately, I've been finding myself drawn to all things cozy. I'm not sure if it's because I'm getting older or if it's just a natural inclination, but I've really been craving feeling comfortable in every aspect of my life, from the clothes that I wear to how my home feels to what I eat and drink and even the activities that I choose to do. And I've been so into creating a whole cozy fall atmosphere that I've started making warmer foods like soups, even though it's still a scorching 100 degrees outside here in Phoenix. But honestly, I don't even care. I'm just so excited to have a more cozy fall vibe. And I'm even more excited now that I've decided to go back home in November, because it actually will feel like fall back home compared to how it feels like here in Arizona. So that is something that I'm really looking forward to. And to really embrace these cozy fall vibes, I'm planning to do what I did last year, which is create a mood board and a bucket list of the things that I want to experience and feel during the fall season. I found that this really helped me to stay intentional about making the most of my autumn season rather than just saying I want to do certain things and then forgetting about them. I actually ended up doing everything that I wanted to do on my bucket list. So if you're someone who's always like, oh yeah, this fall season, I want to go to the pumpkin patch and a haunted house and have like a scary movie marathon and bake and do all these things, but you never end up doing those things, make a bucket list, make a mood board, and you might find that it helps you to actually accomplish those things that you want to experience during the fall season. Another intention that I am setting for the fall season is to celebrate more. And by celebrate more, I mean celebrate everything from life to the changing season, and most importantly, celebrating myself. As I mentioned earlier, autumn signifies the close of the harvest season, and it's a time when we acknowledge the fruits of our labor and we express gratitude for what we've received. And if there's one thing that's been clear to me this past week, it's that I have so much to celebrate, and I'm really eager to take some time to reflect on the personal growth that I've experienced this year and find ways to appreciate my progress and myself more. For example, I'm on the verge of achieving a huge career milestone that I set for myself at the beginning of the year. I'm so close to achieving it, and when that happens, I'm definitely planning to celebrate, whether it's having like a staycation or a nice dinner out. I'm not sure exactly what I want to do yet, but I know that I want to celebrate in a special way because this is something that I've been working on for a while now. So I'm just really in the season of celebrating more and finding ways to enjoy life more, not just wait for the holidays specifically to feel like celebrating. And a lifestyle habit that I'm really embracing coming into fall season, which I've already talked about this in like two episodes ago, but it's slow productivity. So I won't dive too deep into this topic, but I think it's worth mentioning again, especially with everything that typically fills this time of year, like the holidays and travel and fall activities and just the busyness that often comes with work during the holiday season. I'm really determined to strike a better balance this year by focusing on doing less but with greater intention and prioritizing the things that truly matter. This time last year during the fall season, I was extremely overwhelmed and stressed and all over the place because I was trying to juggle too much at once, which left me not really being as present as I would like to have been. So this year I really want to do less, but make sure what I'm doing is meaningful, impactful, and I'm being very intentional with where I'm choosing to pour my energy into. And when it comes to my daily habits and routines, I've come to understand myself pretty well, and I've noticed that as the seasons change, so do my daily routines. In the fall, for instance, I find myself less likely to jump out of bed super early when the sun hasn't even risen yet, versus during the summer, I can easily rise at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. So during the fall season, when I don't have any place to go or any commitments, I don't push myself to fight my natural desire to sleep in a little bit later or to wake up with the sun. So I prefer to take things a lot slower in the fall season. And for example, instead of diving into a workout right away, I might opt for doing some morning stretches and saving my workout for later in the day. When it comes to my daily routines and my habits, it's all about tuning into what I need in that moment or in that season and letting go of any guilt associated with that. I know that I used to struggle with the fact that during the fall season, I tend to wake up later and it made me feel like I wasn't being as productive or that I wasn't making the most of my day, but I just had to come to terms with the fact that the way that the seasons change and how nature changes with the season, I am no different than that. And every season serves its purpose. There are seasons when we're meant to rest and we're meant to slow down and we're meant to go within. And then there are seasons when we're meant to blossom, start new things, and explore. And it's important to embrace whatever season that we find ourselves in and not work against the natural rhythms of life. So these are just some of my fall intentions and habits that I'm implementing with this new season. And to help you kind of prepare and get motivated for fall season, I do have a few journal prompts that I think will be helpful in doing so. So the first journal prompt that I have for you is, what does the autumn season personally symbolize for me? So like I mentioned, for me, autumn is a time of slow productivity, slowing down, connecting with my community, and really being more intentional and embracing like all the cozy vibes. The second journal prompt is, what am I yearning for as this new season unfolds? Maybe you're yearning for more connection, or maybe you're yearning for solitude. The third journal prompt is, what adjustments can I introduce to better nurture myself during this time like I mentioned, I adjust my morning routine. I adjust my workout routines. I allow myself to take things a lot more slowly. And I just listen to what it is that I'm feeling called to do and what I feel I need in this season. And the last journal prompt that I have for you is, as the season comes to a close, what experiences or emotions would I like to have embraced or felt? I think this journal prompt will be so useful in helping you to create your bucket list and your mood board. So yeah, these are just some of the ways that I am welcoming in a new season. I feel really excited for this fall time, especially because I will be back home for a month. And I don't know, I just feel like this year so far, I've been very focused on my goals and I've been making lots of progress in my life. And I just want to take this time to kind of slow down just a bit, to reflect, to celebrate, to just kind of grasp and appreciate where I'm at in this moment, because I think it's something to be proud of. And before, you know, I end off 2023, I really want to just feel everything that's happened, is happening, will happen, and just embrace this season. I'm really excited for all the coziness, all the fun activities that fall season brings. With that being said, I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, don't forget to screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. And as a final reminder, if you're interested in making your life easier this fall season, be sure to check out our sponsor for today's episode, Factor. The link to that will be in the show notes. That is all I have to say. I hope you all have an amazing start to a new month, a new season. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.